USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Department of Justice and President Trump continue to trade legal jabs, the FBI released a photograph of papers they say a former president should not have. Trump's lawyers claim the photograph of papers strewn about the floor was staged for effect. Trump attorney Alina Haba.
I have been down there. I'm down there frequently. I have never seen that. I have never, ever seen that. That is not the way his office looks. I literally must have gone in and taken out documents they wanted or cover letters, as it is, and put it about so that the public believes that this is top secret documents that were on his floor.
A neutral special master to look to see if what the FBI did was legal will be decided today by a Florida judge. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Wednesday night that immigrants will now be bused from the Lone Star State to Chicago, Illinois, in his latest efforts to alleviate the financial strain from President Biden's open border policy. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Many political experts believe Pennsylvania will decide who controls the Senate for the remainder of President Biden's first term.
In a race that may decide who controls the balance of power in the Senate, Pennsylvania voters are heading to the polls this November to choose either Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman or Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz to replace retiring Senator Pat Toomey. Dr. Oz declares Fetterman a radical progressive.
I'm of the opinion that he's hiding his radical views because he is the furthest far-left radical candidate in any competitive Senate race this cycle, and he doesn't want those views to be exposed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Fetterman, who's recovering from a stroke, says he won't debate Dr. Oz. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Voters in Michigan may not be able to vote on an initiative seeking to overturn abortion restrictions. The State Elections Board failed to reach the necessary three-vote threshold for the November ballot. The Elections Board split 2-2. USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
As President Trump's lawyers claim the top-secret papers photographed and released by the Department of Justice in his Florida home were staged and set up in a way to promote their bias, Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky on Newsmax overnight, says the cover-up by the FBI to justify the raid will not end well.
This isn't appropriate. We're supposed to have oversight over the National Archives. No government bureaucracy should have the authority to be able to send in an FBI team to raid anyone, especially the former president of the United States, without just cause. And from what I've seen, they haven't provided that. This has been a nothing but a PR disaster for the FBI. The FBI, every time they try to do something to combat the public opinion, then it just gets worse for them. You know, the American people are losing confidence in the FBI faster than the Democrats can print money in Washington. And they've got a problem and they realize it. And I can tell you it's not going to end well for the FBI.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory is reporting the MOXIE experiment on Mars is successfully making oxygen on the red planet. Day and night and across seasons, the instrument reliably generates breathable oxygen from the red planet's thin atmosphere. Nearly 100 million miles from Earth, an instrument the size of a lunchbox is proving it can reliably do the work of a small tree. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.